K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University, Eddie Greer here, recording another Football Friday episode, July 24th, 2026. If you're first time listening to the show, thank you so much again for stopping by. Give us a listen here. Oh, excuse me. As I believe, they lost the train of thought for a minute there. I want to say this is the second to last weekend of the month of July. Can't believe we're closing in on it this fast here. Let me go screen my schedule here real quick. This is the last weekend of July already. Yep. Yeah, had to double check to make sure of that. So there's that. And that means we're pretty much this much closer to K-State football. September 5th, Nichols comes to Manhattan, Kansas, to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to kick off officially the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. And we're going to start off this this roster with the defensive line. I've been saying that for the last few days now in the show here. Kind of just going through. I had it for a minute, and now it's lost it. There you go. Some of these players are actually the two deep right now for this defensive line for the Wildcats. And when I look at this D-line, holy cow, a lot of players from the portal. And when we go back to the beginning of the year, when Colin Klein was hiring staff, they were dipping into the portal, retooling this D-line, and this is what they did. Exactly what they did. Obviously, what stands out right away, Wendell Gregory, Elijah Hill, to me, personally. Off the edge, pressure on the quarterback. That's what stands out to me right off the bat. Obviously, if this was the starting line, right, and let's back up even a little bit more, right? 4-2-5 defense, which means two linebackers, four defensive line, two linebackers. This is what the defense we have seen when Joe Klineman implemented his blueprint when this defense started turning around, right? So Jordan Peterson, your new DC, defensive coordinator, I think he's going to keep the same defense, I believe. Now, I'm thinking about, for whatever reason, here we go, is the Atlanta Falcons. That, of course, my team. They're going to more back to a traditional 4-3. Peterson, at least the way I'm looking at this depth chart right now, this could change in season, but 4-2-5 for K-State. Right, pressure on the quarterback. Wendell Gregory, obviously, who had all those sacks. Oklahoma State, Elijah Hill, he's on the second team here as well. And then you have Jordan Allen. Jordan Allen, he played a little bit late last year there as well. This is the name. Jordan Allen's a name that popped up. I think his name popped up. I want to say, what was it? One of the other K-State podcasts talked about Jared Allen before. So there's that. I'll even put this with the receivers. Now, again, the D-line, I wouldn't put them in the same ballpark, but they're pretty close. But with the retoolment of this front, and you've heard me say this before, I'm sure you heard this same before, you got to win games up front. Whether that's the offensive line, D-line, or really both lines, for that matter. And looking at this K-State D-line, it looks pretty freaking good right now. On paper, we got to see it on the field come September 5th and throughout the season. Yes, well, yeah, Jordan Allen, look for big things for him as well. And the other D-in here, Jaden Bryant, also from the portal there as well. And he probably go back even further than that to a couple of freshmen, Brad Stanger, Tucker Ashford, and then you have Dalton Knapp, a freshman. So right there, Stanger, Knapp, and Ashford right there, three freshmen right there for you. And Jaden Bryant is on the second team there as well. So you have all that. So If K-State's going to win games, I mean, yeah, you're missing some depth pieces from last year, obviously, who really turned the corner you thought would come back, but it did not. Now you replace those players with these players. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, you're going to get, I think, this is huge. I think you're going to get, Wendell Gregory was tops of the big conference last year. He's only a freshman. Now this year's entering as a sophomore there as well. But inside, you have Kamari Byrne. We'll start with the first unit. At least according to the depth. All I got is a depth chart right now. K-State, Purple Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're going, kicking off our position previews on this podcast for all sports, football, and I just coming off of doing a roster summary for K-State Women's Volleyball. Eddie Greer, Purple Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. That volleyball episode will surface this weekend at some point. Kamari Burns in the portal, Jr. Travis Bates. Travis Bates played linebacker last year? I want to say he did. I don't know. Now, maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know. But Travis Bates, he's going to be one of the leaders on that D-line. And then, of course, you go back. Excuse me. You go back a little bit to the second team. And we talked about De'Aaron Hicks in the off-season coming over in the transfer portal. And another name that we did not talk about much in the portal, that is Austin Ramsey, also coming from the portal. So Austin Ramsey, we're not familiar with him. And I can also say the same thing about Jaden Bryant as well. We didn't talk about him when he committed to K-State from the portal there as well. Holden Brass, Patrick Tackle. Tackle's a junior. Brass is a sophomore as well. And that's it right there as well. So you're pretty deep in a position was pretty critical when it comes to NFL college football. You want fresh bodies up front. so you got that. And I think really DNs for K-State might have upgraded. Now we got to see these guys on the field. We're not gonna know that until September 5th to the non-con September 5th, right? But yeah, man, exciting stuff there. We'll just have to see. You had some pieces there that could put from last year. Who could have contributed this year, but obviously they hit the portal. But now you retool that to a much deeper position there as well. You want pressure from the quarterback, and obviously, I have not said this yet. You want to stop the run. Stop the run. Every team needs that. Yours included now. We're also going to go through the linebackers in another different episode there as well. But, yeah, if K-State, again, and I said it on the other episode before, is going to take steps forward, back into contention, you need to give that talented offense an opportunity, right, to do what it does, right? So, I'm excited to see what this unified, retooled unit does come 2026. It's going to be a critical part, right? Putting pressure on the quarterback. And obviously, the offense needs to do its job as well. So you could turn Gregory, Elijah Hill, Jordan Allen, Jaden Bryant, Travis Bates, Kamari Burton. You could turn those guys, well, particularly the guys on the outside. And Gregory was a monster last year. So I think out of all players, I think, in my opinion, that I'm looking forward to watching this year on the D-line, is Wendell Rears on top of the list for sure. These transfer DNs, right, including Jaden Bryant as well for me, I think. Because you want guys to set the edge, kind of make those one-on-one double teams. That's going to open up those other guys as well to get in on the fun, right? So, Wendell Gregory's top of the list for me. Elijah Hill, I know he's on a second team down here, but I look for those guys to really interchangeable, right? So, if K-State is going to win football games week in, week out this year, it all starts up front. You know what you know, every year you know what it is, right? So for me, Wendell Gregory, it all starts there up front with him this year. So I'm looking forward towards that. So that's kind of a player look at the defensive line going into this year for Kansas State football in 2026. The Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it. Where our podcast is found, Fable Daily and Winchester Accord. Case, the content, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things Kansas sports. Again, everything starts non-con, by the way. Let's review it again. September 5th, Nichols come to Bill Steiner Family Stadium. Week after that, it's Washington State. And then, of course, pesky Tulane comes back to Manhattan to round out the non-con for the K-State football team. You want to be a part of the action this summer? Oh, not this summer. This summer. This summer. This summer is winding down fast, which will lead in the fall. You want to be part of the action this fall? Definitely make sure you want to be subscribed to this podcast. All things Kansas sports, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, wherever it's your favorite Kansas State podcast, we'll be back to daily episodes August 1st. And that includes the weekend. So we're going to post Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, including Saturday and Sunday, like we've been doing constantly throughout the summer. That's been one of the one consistent this summer is the content over the weekend content over the summer. And we're continuing to do that. And that's been unchangeable. And this podcast relies on, obviously, postcasts after every K-State athletic event, which nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change about that because there's more going on outside of football and men's basketball. And particularly football and men's basketball, they have new coaches this year. So that will be a storyline all season long, all fall long, and we'll cover it here in the show. I know last year we talked about Colin Corbin, who was new to the K-State athletic coaching program. She's about to enter her second season for K-State Women's Soccer. We're getting more coverage of that as we get down to countdown to activity for K-State fall sports. You want to be part of action for sure. You want to make sure to subscribe to this podcast. K-State football will look to bounce back from a 6-6 season there, which obviously led to the surprise retirement of Chris Kleiman, who's back, but in a different role for K-State football. Man, the times have been crazy. From what happened then in the offseason, or after really the Colorado game, to right now as we count you down to the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. So definitely. We're definitely excited to see. We're ready to see some action. And it all gets started for football September 5th. Volleyball, actually, we'll get us started. It looks like. Now, I haven't looked back at the women's soccer schedule yet, but at the moment, as we record this podcast, K-State Women's Volleyball will get us started August 28th at home against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So there's that there as well. So again, cannot be more excited to get this show back into its normalcy as we're about to see some activity there, and we'll talk about it here on this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California, Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nick. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with cats.